So, welcome everybody. If it seems cold in here tonight to you, that's because it is. The church's boiler is, it ain't quite right. It's not working. So I thought we might mix things up a little bit tonight. You know, there are lots of different kinds of meditation. Customarily we do sitting meditation in here before the talk. But there are all kinds of meditation, walking meditation, and eating meditation. We could talk about that in the new year. And meditation in motion, yoga, qigong. And so I thought we might do a little meditation in motion, get the blood moving a little bit. And so I'm going to invite you to stand and see if you can get arm's length distance. Just kind of spread out a little bit. You can come out into the aisles. And so if I invite you to do something and your body says to you, no, I don't think so, please listen to your body. I try to make this easy. How many of us have done some kind of qigong, tai chi kind of movement in the past? So probably about half of us. That's great. So we're going to stand with our feet about shoulder width apart. And the knees are not all the way back. They're kind of unlocked a little bit. Good, good. So we're just going to inhale our hands up like so. And exhale, let them just sweep down the front of your body. Just breathing in. And breathing out. And think of your hands like a light that's shining through the bones of your skeleton. Illuminating them. We actually call this movement bone marrow cleansing. Cleansing the marrow of depleted chi, depleted energy. And once more here. Good, good. And let your eyes gently close. And feeling how your body makes just subtle movements to keep your balance. These little proprioceptive movements. And letting the weight of your body sink down into the earth. Resting down on earth, we say the foundation of the church is resting on Mother Earth. So inviting your body to sink and relax. Good. And opening your eyes, we'll reverse that movement. We'll come up the center line with both hands. And exhale, just falling down. Inhaling up. And exhale down. This movement's called parting the clouds with both hands. To reveal the blue sky that's always back there. great reminder of open, spacious awareness. And again, once more. So the pauses are as important as the movement itself. There's this yang and yin, this yang of movement, of effort. And the yin of recovery. Good. So bring your hands up like so. We're going to cross hands. The right hand goes in front, left hand in back. This movement's called embracing the Tao. And again, let the weight of your body sink through your feet into earth. And invite your shoulders to relax. Yeah. And bring attention to your breathing. So the body is relatively still. And here's this movement of the breathing. We're resting down on earth, sinking and relaxing. Let your attention flow down to your feet, sinking through the feet into the earth, and relaxing. So if you get tired, feel free to let your hands just drop. That's fine. Qigong masters might hold a posture like this for 30 minutes or an hour. With every out-breath, see if you can sink a little deeper. And relax more deeply. Good. And on your next out-breath, just letting your hands drop. Good. And feeling into this relaxation. So we're going to inhale the hands slowly up. The wrists are being pulled up. And exhale, bring the hands back toward the chest and sinking. Inhale up. Exhale down. This movement's called yin-yang breathing. Pulling up good earth energy and sinking it through the feet. once more here. So we'll do a movement. It's my wife Kathy's favorite movement. It's called Eight Expressions of Chi. So we'll inhale here. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale. In. And out. In. And out. So we gather. And raise, open, and close. Flow in, flow out, settle, disperse. So we gather the energy of our life and we raise it in the morning. We open to what comes to us, and we need to close sometimes. Take it in, send it out, exhale, disperse. One more time. Lovely. It's like a real Qigong class. So we always end with a salute. So the moon rises slowly in the left hand. Sun forms as a fist and comes up in the right. Sun and moon marry each other. And we bow to each other and to our practice. Lovely, lovely. Please have a seat. So if you came in a little bit after we began, the church heating system is on the fritz tonight, so we're doing a little movement meditation. And let's do a little quiet sitting. Let's do a little seated meditation. So as the room settles down into stillness, inviting the body to settle into the support of the seat, the weight of the body resting down on earth, and resting back in breathing. And sensing into, feeling into sensations in the body. Noticing the temperature of your hands. And so in response to cold, the body usually contracts. So just being aware of your chest muscles, your pectoral muscles, and the muscles of the shoulder girdle. And being aware of, mindful of any bracing here. And noticing what happens when we shine the light of awareness on these sensations. Inviting your breathing to come into the heart center. Just as though you could breathe right in through your sternum, through your breastbone. Aerating, warming the heart. Inviting the heart to rock in the cradle of the breath. Sharing the intimacy of this silence.